Carlin DeZane ties this game and scores the game winner. And joining us here in the post-game show. And Dez, a nice effort from your group. Four straight games where you have 35-plus shots and a nice win here this afternoon. Maybe take me through what you saw out there here again, a nice win.
Yeah, I mean, good teams find a way to win, I think. And, you know, being down in the second give us a little bit of extra motivation, I think, especially coming back home. And it's been a long trip, and, you know, we needed those points today. So we pushed hard in the third, I thought, and it was good to come out with 2 points.
Did you feel the urgency on the breakaway at the time you just killed a penalty? You know, you're down a goal. You've outplayed them territorially. Their goaltender was getting in a little bit of a groove. Did you feel on that too? And then, I got to score here.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of just stretching out, and I didn't quite realize I had a breakaway until I had the puck on my stick, which I should have shoulder checked, but it worked out. And once I got on it, I just, you know, thought we need a goal here. And, you know, I feel like I've been scoring quite a bit lately, so my touch is there, and just shot it, and fortunately it went in.
Yeah, well said. It's a quick 17 now on the year for you, Carlin. Just the veteran experience of this group, I find, really shows out. Not just necessarily today with, you know, being down after two, but even on the road trip. Like, you guys are having so many chances, and you guys don't look rattled or puzzled at all despite the result. Like, how important is it to have this veteran experience, especially in a game like this where maybe it's a little bit frustrating where you're not able to find the back of the net as much as you would like? But I just, again, dates back to the veteran experience throughout this group.
Yeah, absolutely. And this group's been together most of us for the most part for a while. And, you know, we've had those ups and downs not only this year but throughout the last couple of years. And, you know, fighting through adversity and staying poised and staying calm throughout the game is important. So, you know, it definitely helped us, you know, stay in it tonight and come out with the win.
What is a player's mindset when you are dominating the game? You've allowed 9 shots after 2 periods, yet you're down a goal. You get into the third, time is ticking a little bit, you're still down, yet you know you have a much better team than the opposition. They're in transition with their youth and everything like that. You're outplaying them. You know, is that experience that you draw on? What is a player thinking at that point? Hey, we're down 3-2 and yet we're outplaying them.
Well, I think, like, it's important to keep the same mindset every game, no matter, you know, the team they're facing. Kamloops is coming off 4 straight wins, and they've been playing some good hockey lately. So it was important for us to keep our head in the right space and not get too ahead of ourselves. And, you know, like you said, they only had 9 shots after 2 periods, but they also did some really good things and probably, you know, had too many outnumbered rushes that, you know, we'd want to get back and stuff like that. So there's always little things that we can pick apart during the game and get better at, and it's just, you know, important to acknowledge those and fix them.
How are you guys feeling through the schedule? I mean, this is the last game of a pretty long and grueling schedule for your group. And you look at the month of January as a whole. You just had 10 days on the road. You get home yesterday morning. You play today. Like, how are the bodies feeling, you think, around the group, again, playing a whole bunch of games here in the month of January, coming into February now?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best way to say it is our schedule sucks. But, you know, it's, what are we going to do about that? It is the way it is. And you know, we got to find ways to keep our bodies prepared, keep our minds prepared. And, you know, we get tired, we get sore, and, you know, it's a lot of time spent on the bus, too, especially on those long road trips. And it's hard, but, you know, we're trying to find a way to just come out every night and, you know, get a win.
Is the mindset, let's secure first place in the BC division, or is the mindset, let's make sure we get to first place in the Western Conference?
Well, I think always the mindset, you know, is we want to be first place in the Western Conference. And, you know, we have a strong belief within our group that we can do that. But, you know, I think, you know, there's a lot of expectations within this team and outside of this team, too, there is. And, you know, we don't want to just live up to that, but we want to exceed that. And, you know, it's an awesome title to win the BC division, but come playoff time, I think what's the most important is coming out on top of the Western Conference.
Well said. I got one more for you, Dez, on a bit of a lighter note here. These SpongeBob jerseys, I want your thoughts on them. And I know these are always fun, these post-game skates with the fans, but how much sweeter is it after a win?
It's a lot better. I mean, it's good to, you know, see the kids with a smile on their face, and us too. You know, it keeps the energy up, and the boys are happy to come out with 2 points. So, you know, we look forward to these skates and getting out with the fans, and the SpongeBob jerseys are fun. It's a good night, and I think it was there, but, you know, those are special nights, so.
Well said, Carlin. Appreciate it, man. Congrats on a really great game for yourself and, most importantly, your team. And enjoy a couple of rest days in terms of gameplay before you take on Victoria next weekend.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Yep.
Carlin DeZane in our PG Office System post-game show. We're going to take another break. When we return, we're going to recap this game, have 3 stars, and an out-of-town scoreboard here. Cougars, 5-3 winners over the Kamloops Blazers. The